to politics this hour. Move over, Palin, Romney, forget Pawlenty. The steaming heap of polenta is maybe more memorable at this point. Huntsman somewhere in the backfield, Gingrich in the bleachers perhaps, but Michelle Bachmann is right on the 50-yard line campaigning in Iowa. The Minnesota congresswoman officially announcing her candidacy yesterday and immediately started to play up her roots in the Hawkeye State.
I often say that everything I need to know I learned in Iowa. I learned those lessons at Hawthorne Elementary, at Valley Park Elementary, and at my home, which are a very short distance from where we're standing today.
Well, a very short distance from where Michelle Bachmann was standing yesterday was Iowa Public Radio senior producer Pat Blank. Pat, how did the bonding go there yesterday? You were a witness to the whirlwind tour of Iowa.
Well, I believe Sunday night she held a party, a much more folksy, bring your lawn chairs, bring your family, let's all dance at this old Electric Park Ballroom. I think she almost did herself a disservice yesterday by not announcing on Sunday when she had a crowd of maybe 600 as opposed to maybe 250 yesterday morning.
Interesting. So is she popular in Iowa?
I don't know about Iowa. She's popular in Waterloo. Because she has a lot of friends and family still here. I don't know how, if she would have done this, say, in Jessup, Iowa, or Fort Madison, or, you know, name a small town, if it would have gone over quite as well as it did the last 2 days.
Well, in the polls, she's polling neck and neck with Mitt Romney in Iowa at this point. It's very, very early. It's hard to know what any of this means. We're joined now by Eric Black, who's senior political reporter for MinnPost.com. And, of course, in the Twin Cities, you can hear us at WFAI, the takeaway at WFAI. Eric Black, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I have a question for you. You go back a long ways in Minnesota politics. What category would you say Michelle Bachmann is in? Is she an ideologue from the fringe, or in this particular case, the right wing, like a Paul Wellstone of the GOP, perhaps, or more a female version of, say, Jesse Ventura, a caricature?
Well, she is a very strong ideologue. I assume that part of her appeal is that she has not had to change her views, like some of the other Republicans in the race, to appeal to Tea Party types. She's always been very far right, very religious, very focused on social issues, and now she's added a lot of fiscal issues. I guess those define her, as well as her tendency to say things that either use very extreme word choices that get controversial or that have factual problems.
So, Eric, do you think that the political promise of Michelle Bachmann is similar to the excitement that surrounded Sarah Palin back during the McCain campaign? And again, it's wrong to compare female candidates exclusively, but there is a freshness to Michelle Bachmann, it seems to me, within the GOP that reminds one of the promise of Palin, a promise that seems perhaps not to have been realized in this particular moment.
Yeah, well, there are plenty of similarities in the kind of appeal they have and the people that they appeal to. And I suppose part of it is the appeal has a lot to do with the same factor that causes some people to be nervous about Palin and Bachmann. They seem authentic. They make very strong statements, and they do have these. They have issues of, you know, extremism, depending on your perception, and also of knowing what they're talking about sometimes.
That's Eric Black, senior political reporter for MinnPost.com, and you can hear us on the Takeaway in the Twin Cities at KFAI Radio rather than WFAI. So there, I've mended my fences there. Pat Blank, it seems to me you were alluding to some of the nervousness about Bachmann vis-a-vis sort of the same nervousness about Sarah Palin and that she shoots from the hip. Do you think that was in evidence in Iowa over the past couple of days?
Yes, I do. She did make quite a misstatement at in an interview after the Sunday celebration. She said that she was glad to be back in Iowa, the home of John Wayne in Waterloo, the home of John Wayne. And John Wayne is from Winterset. The only John Wayne from Waterloo is John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh, ouch.
Yes.
The convicted murderer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to forgive something like that, or is that going to follow her through the campaign, Pat?
I think it'll pop up here or there until, you know, there will probably be other misstatements by her and by other candidates. But for right now, that's what people are talking about.
That's Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio senior producer, and Eric Black. We're also examining the Bachman candidacy from the perspective of the senior political reporter for MinPost.com. Michelle Bachman, of course, a Minnesota congresswoman. Let's talk to a supporter of Michelle Bachman. Rita Grace is the founder of an organizer with the Constitutional Tea Party in the state of Virginia. Rita, so what do you think? Is the mainstream media going to give Michelle Bachman a fair shake?
I doubt it.
Is there any evidence of a fairness in the conversation you just heard, or does it make you a little steaming mad to hear about misstatements and that sort of thing?
I don't get steaming mad from misstatements, but I realize that each political candidate makes them. So I hope that people will not be biased by a misstatement, but will consider record.
What is the appeal of Michelle Bachman in the state of Virginia, Rita Grace?
I would say in the state of Virginia, Virginia is for freedom lovers. We have a large Tea Party Federation, of which I'm a member of the executive committee. I'm a former educator here, and this is the home of Patrick Henry. And I believe she upholds our values. She has stood strong with us. She's welcomed us as Virginians and as Americans. She has invited me personally to speak alongside her in Washington, D.C., and to quite a few events. And I would say not because I'm a leader, but because I'm one of we the people. And I'm not paid for what I do. I just do this voluntarily. But in general, I'd say the public loves her and supports her. I personally was in Washington, D.C. on January 5th, and I heard all the way in on the radio that there was the consideration of her running. I was there because of the inauguration. The first thing our group did from Culpeper, Virginia, was go into her office, and her head of communications, Doug Sackleben, is actually a former neighbor. He lived four doors down.
The supporter there of Michelle Bachman, Rita Grace, a Tea Party organizer in Virginia, describing the sense of freshness that Michelle Bachman brings to the race now that she's formally announced. We also spoke with Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio producer, and Eric Black, senior political reporter for MinPost.com. Michelle Bachman running for president. Thanks, guys.